Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Tuesday, October 12th. Today, meet one of the Sun's new reporters, Tatiana Flowers. Tatiana is covering the news with a focus on inequality. So what will that look like? But before we begin, let's go back in time with some Colorado history, adapted from historian Derek R. Everett's book, Colorado Day by Day. Today, we take you back to October 12, 1972, when arguments took place at the U.S. Supreme Court in Keyes v. School District No. 1, a case with wide-ranging implications for race relations and public education. Denver's school board had been accused of orchestrating an unofficial system of segregation. The following summer, justices found intent to isolate minority students, and the court demanded a more equitable distribution of students and resources. Now our feature story. News stories don't happen in a vacuum. Every story exists within a larger framework of the systems and structures of society. New Colorado Sun reporter Tatiana Flowers will cover the news with a focus on inequality, taking a look at how power imbalances come to bear in the lives of individuals. Tatiana spoke with reporter David Gilbert about the deeper understanding she hopes to bring to the news.
Hi, folks. This is Colorado Sun reporter David Gilbert, and this is my first time hosting our podcast. And as a new reporter here myself, and in keeping with that theme of firsts, today I'd like to introduce you to one of our other new reporters, Tatiana Flowers, who started around the same time as me in September, and she'll be covering the inequality beat. So, Tatiana, thanks for being here.
Hello, fellow newbie. Thanks for having me.
So what is the inequality beat? What's the focus?
So I went ahead and did what a reporter would do, and I went and looked at some documents. I looked at my offer letter, and it's a very reporter-ish way of answering this, but I think it's written well, and so I'm just going to read from it real quick. So I will be focused on exploring social and economic inequality in the state, and through my work, I will aim to develop a deep and sophisticated understanding of the most basic of concepts, which is, who needs help and how is it getting to them or not? And I took that because I think it can be a very broad beat, right? And it can be hard to explain because of that. But I think that does a very good job of explaining it. And so to me, it's basically just a general assignment beat where I'm focusing on the inequality in the story. And I think most stories already that we are after have that inequality focus. You know, so one day I could be writing about politics, next day about housing, and then the day after that, education. And unfortunately, I think there's lots to write about when it comes to equity or inequality. I mean, inequality exists in every system, sector, neighborhood, family, literally everywhere you look. So in some ways, this will be really challenging because it's so broad. But then in other ways, it will unfortunately produce a lot of stories.
And how do you define inequality? What does it look like?
I think, again, also a challenging question, but to kind of boil it down a little bit, I think inequality to me is just an imbalance in any situation, topic, data point that we look at. There's some kind of inequity, and that's what I'll be focusing on. So I think as reporters, we tend to look at inequality through the lens of who is affected, and that will be the approach I take probably on almost every story. Who is suffering, who is struggling, or most negatively impacted by a situation, a law, a policy, by power dynamics in some way? And what are the systemic structures in place that keep it that way? And what needs to be changed so that this group of people or this person or whatever I'm writing about, how do we help them live a better life? I think that is where I will start. And I will say, I think I'm pretty inexperienced as a reporter so far. So I'm sure my, you know, the way I answer these questions after being on the beat for some time will probably change.
Do you have an example of inequality in action around us right now?
Where to even begin with unpacking that? All right, so I will use the example, an example of a story that I wrote, but we haven't run it yet because we haven't received a lawsuit from attorneys yet, but I'm sure we will soon. Basically, a landlord called Cardinal Management Group, they rent hundreds of apartments to low-income people in Denver, in the Virginia Village area, if anyone knows where that is. And the lawsuit alleges that there's been an infestation of cockroaches, black mold growing in apartments, overflowing garbage receptacles, so garbage is, you know, flowing through hallways and outside. Not enough locks or no locks on the doors to some of these apartment complexes. And that's why the lawsuit was filed, because of those conditions and because the tenants are alleging that the landlord doesn't respond to their requests when there's sewage backup in their dishwashers or bathtubs, that sort of thing. Or if they do respond, it takes too long and the problem's not adequately fixed. So to me, that's a story of inequality, right? These are tenants or residents who are struggling to afford somewhere to live. And then once they do, they are met with these kinds of circumstances and the landlord who's in a position of authority isn't remedying the situation adequately. And just to note, these residents are saying that they are charged an additional fee if they want to break their lease early. So they feel that they are stuck in these conditions.
And why is it important to view a story like this through that lens of inequality?
Well, I think it's important to pay attention and to shine a light on these stories. I mean, it's hard to not see it that way, but I think and hope that my stories will be able to shine a light where it needs to be shown. And so that we can begin to start unraveling some of the inequities or injustices occurring around us. I'm making it sound easy. I know it won't be, but these kinds of conditions are able to continue because people don't know about them or because there's not enough awareness or attention, and because of the systems in place that allow them to keep on continuing.
And for you, what has influenced your worldview regarding inequality?
It's my personal experience just as a woman and as a Black person here. If I'm just being honest, I think it's also just, you know, being friends with other people of color. It's through telling stories even before this. But I think it's also just being a human being. And like when you see suffering, you kind of want to do whatever you can to help the person. And so for us, it's through doing stories. But I'm just not sure that it's just that one experience. I think it's kind of like a culmination of like all my life's experiences that probably led me here.
And what are you hoping your work at the Colorado Sun will bring to people's lives?
Just betterment. I just want to help people. And I just want to bring awareness to things that aren't fair and shouldn't be happening. I think a lot of the time our job is being a watchdog and trying to correct in a way or help make terrible situations go away in some way. It makes it sound easy. It's not easy. There's lots of stories that we write that we are sure will help change someone's life or change a law or something in some way, and often they don't. So I'm hoping just that with each little story or big story, that something can change. And I don't always have to know that it changed. It can happen behind the scenes, but I'm just hoping that the stories matter and that they have impact and that they can have some kind of positive, add some positivity to people's lives.
Well, wonderful. Well, I look so forward to reading more of your work, and I'm delighted we get to work together. So you can follow Tatiana's work at coloradosun.com. And thank you so much, Tatiana.
To read more, go to coloradosun.com. And before we go, here are a few stories that you should know about today. A news conference called by embattled Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters turned ugly Monday morning when a shouting match erupted on the steps of the courthouse. A supporter of Peters fell down and hit her head after she and others swarmed a counter-protester who accused one of Peters' allies of being an outside agitator. Peters will hear this week from a district court judge whether she will be allowed to be the county's chief election official. She was stripped of that duty in the wake of a criminal investigation of her and her office related to a security breach that sent sensitive data from Mesa County's election office to a far-right website that traffics in conspiracy theories. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials were finally able to tranquilize a bull elk that has been wandering the forest southwest of Denver for 2 years with a tire around its neck. The wildlife officer had to saw off the elk's antlers to free it because they were unable to cut through the steel in the tire. The elk was first spotted in the summer of 2019 by biologists counting Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep and mountain goats in the Mount Evans wilderness. A former Kent, Denver schoolteacher is accused of attempting to sell information about American nuclear submarines to what he thought was a foreign government. Jonathan Toby and his wife Diana were arrested Saturday in West Virginia near where they allegedly made a dead drop of information. Both of them previously taught in the science department at Kent. Since 2012, Jonathan Toby has worked for the federal government. The FBI says he holds top secret security clearance and is a specialist in naval nuclear propulsion. Retail giant Amazon has been sued by a former worker in its Colorado Springs order fulfillment center who claims employees aren't paid for the 20 minutes to an hour it takes to clear security and COVID screenings. Jennifer Vincenzetti filed her claim on October 1st in U.S. District Court and hopes to get a class action status for the 16,000 people who work for Amazon in Colorado. For more information on all these stories, visit our website, www.coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again on Monday. Now, a quick message from our editor.
I'm Larry Rickman, editor and co-founder of the Colorado Sun. The Sun is a public benefit corporation, and we rely on the support of listeners and readers like you to produce the nonpartisan, in-depth news that Colorado needs and deserves. Please consider becoming a Sun member for just $5 a month. Learn more at coloradosun.com. Thanks.